Malachim Aleph Perik Yudalad Pasuk Chaf Beis. So we mentioned Rechavam ben Naamah HaAmonis. His father was Shlomo HaMelech. His mother was an Ammoni woman named Naamah who backslid into Avodah Zarah. We said that despite the influence and impact of the Beis HaMikdash and the Shekhinah living in Yerushalayim, we see that Rechavam is sliding in the wrong direction. Maybe also certain wives that he took. And with him goes the nation. Vayas Yehuda hara b'nei Hashem. So with all of that unspoken Divrei HaYomim in between, we now see that the Malchus Yehuda did that which was wicked in the eyes of God. Inevitably, that was what was going to happen. Vayikanu oso mikol asher asu avosam. And they angered him more than their ancestors had done. Vayikanu caused kina, caused jealousy. But that's not what it means here. It says in Devarim, near the end of the parsha, near the end of the sefer, I believe during the Shira and Hazinu, Yakni Uhu Vizarim. They angered him with strangers. So it can mean jealousy. It can mean that sort of visceral emotion. But it can also mean going into anger, which they did. Bechatosom asher chatau. Through the sins that they sinned, through the sins that they committed, they angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what were these? Chav Kimmel. Vayivnu gam hem olohem bamos. Just as Malchus Yisrael was going badly in terms of Avodah Zarah, the Jews of Yehuda, who had the privilege of the Kohanim, of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Shechina, of the Melech Ben David, but still, they built also, they for themselves, altars, bamos, umatsevos, and pillars, idols, va'asherim, and the Asherah trees, al kol giva givoa, on every high hill, as was the way of worship in those days, where they would put their altars on high places. This is at the time that the Beis HaMikdash is only 30, 35, 40 years old. It's still a brand new building. It's still within the memory of living people. The great smoke that filled the Beis HaMikdash and drove out even the Kohanim because the Shekhinah was so overpowering. V'sachas kol etz ra'anon. And under every tall tree. So there's this implication in Avodah Zarah in those days of putting the bamos and matzevos in high places or under high trees. Something having to do perhaps with reaching out to heaven. But of course they're doing the opposite. They are leaning towards the Elilim and the Avodah Zarah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had helped Klal Yisrael wipe out from amidst their community. But now it's back. And this doesn't just go back to Rechavam, of course. It goes back to Shlomo's wives. It goes back to the Psukim where it said Shlomo worshipped Avodah Zarah, even though we know that wasn't necessarily literal. It was his wives and he turned a blind eye. But this is what happens to Klal Yisrael when the leaders get soft. We saw in Sefer Shoftim what happened when Gidon reached his old age and rested on his laurels. They made a mizbeach and an apron and an altar in his own house. The Shofei Klal Yisrael, the righteous man for whom God made a miracle and with only 300 men defeated hundreds of thousands, the Midyanim. Terrible things when leaders go wrong because the people follow. And furthermore, it wasn't just Avodah Zarah, it was rampant immorality. Chavdalad begam kodesh hayava aret. And also prostitution was throughout the land. Ni'uf, says Mitzudas Tzion. Ayei HaKedesha, when Yehuda was mistaken about Tamar, he thought she was a Kedesha, the same word. Asu kechol ha-toavos ha-goyim. And they did, according to all of the abominations of the nations. Interesting use of a hey, ha-toavos ha-goyim. That's a very unusual grammatical construction. The despicable acts of the nations. So it seems like, and again, the Mefarshim don't talk about this, but just grammatically, it seems like there were very specific toavos that they were doing, following perhaps the Rambam's pshat, that Klal Yisrael never truly believed in Avodah Zarah. We're a little too canny for that. We're not really going to follow behind that. But we use it as an excuse to do what we are lusting for, because the worship of the Avodah Zarah frequently includes niyuf and vice and terrible lack of restraint. And so because we resent the restraint that's upon us by being good, true Jews, we abandon that as a method by which we can then act any way we want to. Asher horish Hashem mipnei b'nei Yisrael, all of these abominations that God had dispossessed from before the Israelites, a terrible descent into local pagan norms, says Rabbi Alex Israel. The Ralbach sees this as syncretic worship of God through illicit means, that they were trying to go to messengers rather than to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, which the Rambam also says is the reason Avodah Zarah began in, among humanity in the first place. We can't understand and know an unknowable, not corporeal God. So let's worship the sun, because that at least we know what we see. And we could say the sun is God's messenger. The sun is God's object that he created. What we see then is that the, especially that phrase, Eitz Ra'anan, which is reminiscent of phrases back in Sefer Devarim, that the Canaanite religious practices had a deep hold on the land and on its people, even centuries later. And furthermore, we also saw the Canaanim as the ones that God had dispossessed from before us. And what that warns, says Rabbi Israel, in a very interesting point about the wording, Hagoyim asher horish Hashem mipnei b'nei Yisrael. How long will it be before b'nei Yisrael are dispossessed? Rabbi Beryl Wein likes to say, Eretz Yisrael has a very finicky stomach. And when you cause it indigestion, it vomits you out. It spits you out. Batalki ha'aretz es yoshveha. We lay on Yom Kippur. It will vomit out its inhabitants. So we are on shaky ground. And our king is on shaky ground. And that justifies the tragedy that is about to ensue as the Pharaoh of Egypt sees a Klal Yisrael that is morally, ethically, and spiritually weak, let alone physically weak because of its division into two. And so King Shishak of Egypt, who has bided his time since Shlomo HaMelech, is now going to take advantage and come on the attack against us.